LYT coach Francie Friel looking ahead to another game in the Sigerson Cup competition. You know, I know you said this is bonus territory, but it's fantastic for the team and for the college to be looking into a last four encounter in what is seen as one of the premier colleges competitions in the country.
Yeah, that's right. It's brilliant for the college. You know, it's brilliant for the lads too. You know, they've done a big effort, you know, since September. We've met up and we've trained over since September. And now we're nearly in February, and we're still in the competition, which is very good.
Big result against Sligo last Sunday. It's built on the performance against Athlone, and there was an improved performance the last day. You were very, very effective away from home once again, Francie.
Listen, you know, both the boys, you know, the Athlone game was probably a big thing for the lads. You know, they got big confidence in that game. You know, and the Sligo game, it was, you know, posted was built as a derby game. But the boys had did a lot of work between, you know, the games, and you could see that on Sunday with the way the boys played. And, you know, the first 15, 20 minutes, I thought, you know, the Letterkenny AIT, you know, just really didn't give Sligo into the game at all. You know, they really just pressed up on them and did a lot of work around that area there inside the 45 of Sligo, and they found it hard to get out with the ball. And I think, you know, that was where the platform for our victory came from. You know, the first half where we tagged on scores, and Sligo couldn't get settled in the game at all, and I think that's where we won the game.
You just went into that game as underdogs against Sligo. You were going to go on the next day against IT Carlo as underdogs as well, given the performance they had against University Cork. That'll suit you. You're quite happy with the underdogs tag?
Listen, you know, suppose this is our first year in Sigerson, so listen, suppose we were going to be underdogs in every game we played, because we're just coming from, you know, the trench. We won the trench last year and probably up to Sigerson, so most teams we play would probably, you know, they'll be inferior to us because they're playing Sigerson a lot longer than us. So listen, now we're happy enough to go in as underdogs. You know, we're playing IT Carlo now, who have beaten UCC and IT Tralee, who have good tradition in the Sigerson. You know, UCC, the winners, and IT Tralee have won it a couple of times as well. So listen, they're a good team, and, you know, they beat two very good teams that have played Sigerson for a lot longer than we've played, and they've beat them. So, you know, that's probably why they're going to be favourites, you know.
Yeah, they scored goals in those games as well, which turned out to be the winning of the matches. You're going to have to keep them out, Francie?
Yeah, definitely so. You know, they scored 3-9 in both of their games. It's funny that, you know, they scored 3-9 against IT Tralee in the first game, and they scored 3-9 the last day as well. So, listen, they seem to be getting the goals. And, like, if we were to win the game, we definitely have not to concede goals, you know. And well, that was a big learning curve for us. And the Lane Cup, where we did concede goals in every one of our games. And even though we were competitive, you know, probably thinking back to when we were trying to get the victories, was the goals. We were giving away goals. And listen, we need to make sure that IT Sligo or IT Carlo don't get any goals the weekend. But listen, it's easier said than done. We just need every man to perform the best, and hopefully we can get a victory.
All these sides at third level colleges, of course, do have county players, and the LYT have Michael Langan and Pater Mogan in the ranks. But there was other players that have stepped up in this competition. It's just not all about the county men, Francie.
No, it doesn't, you know. And we feel that we've got a right balance there with, you know, the county players, you know, the senior players and the under 20s, plus, you know, the club players. And listen, we have very good club players. You just have to look at, you know, Donegal football at the minute. You know, I think it's in a good place, club football. You see Gidor, and you've seen Glenties, you know, getting to Ulster final. Gidor 1-1, and Glenties getting beaten in the final. And, you know, the club football, Donegal's at a good level at the minute. And, these boys are, you know, playing for us, and they're not up with the county, but they're playing club level at a good level. And, you know, we're reaping the rewards here in the college now with them. And listen, the club players are probably, you know, have been there nearly every night, you know, training with us. You know, the county have county players, the under 20s and the seniors might not be there every night, but the club players are pushing it on. And, you know, that's what we need, you know. And when they're pushing it on, they got there, when the senior boys and the under 20s come and see what the club players are doing and training, it's very good.
Who's the man to watch then in the Carlo ranks? Many county players would they have on their 50?
They have a couple of fellas in under 20s, and they, you know, there's a few players too playing seniors, but, you know, probably your man Parik O'Toole, the full forward, he got the two goals, you know, and he scored as well against IT Tralee. So he's probably, you know, the main man at the minute. You know, he seems to be getting the scores for them. So listen, they've kind of threats nearly all over the pitch, you know, and as I said, you know, they've beat two good teams. As I said, you know, IT Tralee and beat UCC, so they have a good balance there as well. So it's going to be a big game, and like, we'll need our boys just to get up to another level. You know, it's a semi-final now, and we're 60 minutes away from a final, and we just have to get a performance from the lads. And as Michael says, you know, if we perform to the best of our ability and give everything, we'll not be far away, and that's what we're looking to do.
What else do you have to add then to the performance the last day if you are going to win the next against IT Carlow?
I think, you know, probably we need to be a wee bit more clinical up front. I think, you know, we had a couple of goal chances the last day. We didn't probably take them, you know. Probably, you know, 1-14 is still not a bad scoreline. But conceded 1-8. Probably the goal, you know, listen, as we said earlier on, you know, not giving away goals, and especially the way IT Carlow have got goals in their game, you know, that's where we'll have to cut out, you know, that there. And listen, I think, again, we bring a performance, you know, with every man rowing in behind and the subs as well coming off the bench. If we can get a good performance from everybody, we'll not be far away.
And just finally then, Francis, there's a huge prize, of course, at the end of this, a place in the Sigerson Cup final. Last year, yous were Trench Cup winners. The target was to be competitive in Sigerson. Nobody mentioned about making a final or even at that stage a last four. But this is huge, so it is, for Gaelic football and Donegal, not just at colleges level, but for county-wide. And a place in the Sigerson final for a Donegal school would be momentous, so it would.
Oh, listen, well, you know, and I keep going back to, but you know, the club scene in Donegal, you know, and even the county, you know, the county is going very well as well. So, listen, we have good players in Donegal, and you know, the players we have in the LYT at the minute, you know, probably, you know, 90%, 95% of them are Donegal people, and they're proud. You know, when we're playing against one another at club level, and you know, it's, when you bring all this Donegal thing together, you know, there's a special bond between this group of players. You know, this is my third year involved now, and I just can see, you know, a bond between, you know, we say the St. Michael's fellas and the Termin fellas, and just and vice versa. You know, St. Junan to Glen Swilly, you know, they're all coming together. Not forget the other boys in the squad as well. You know, just all the clubs are bonding together, and at the end of the day, you know, we're from Donegal, and we're going out and we're trying to give our best for first. Foremost, the IT, you know, from Letterkenny, and then for yourself, you know, your club, you're representing your club as well. Listen, that's what we're looking to do, and push it on. And for this to win a Sigerson semi-final, you know, it's brilliant. But listen, it's nothing more than the boys deserve. The boys have put a big effort in. September, you know, last year the Trench Cup was a bond, you know, to trying to push it on to get up when we got up to Sigerson, and you know, just, you know, stepping board, and we got up to Sigerson now, and we wanted to push it the best we could. We used the Ryan Cup, you know, to get ready for it. It didn't go well. We didn't win a game, but we were competitive. We're now up to Sigerson, and we're 60 minutes away from a final, and we want to give it the best chance we can. And I think the boys, you know, they're in a good place at the minute, and hopefully, as we said, we can get a performance from the lads. And if we get a performance from the lads and give everything we can, you know, we'll not be far away.
Francis, thanks for taking the call, and the best of luck in the Sigerson semi-final on Wednesday.
Thanks, Oisín.